Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. I think it's time to spit some hot fire, don't you?
Let's spit it.
Just Melissa's here, 585-252-9800 for There, I Said It. Stop using love languages in a relationship, she says. You're a crappy partner, There, I Said It.
Oh, okay.
Melissa, go ahead, girl. Call him out. What's his name?
Pop off.
We know you want to say it. Who are you talking about? It's overplayed and women are not buying it anymore. There, I Said It. The love languages. It's like, actually, I'm more physical touch, not quality time, so I'll see you in a month.
I'm actually more words of affirmation, so thanks. This person says, we need less content, not more. There, I Said It. I'm so sick of watching the same thing in a different font every single day. Oh, with that being said, go follow us on Instagram at 98peaksbyrochester. The content is flowing.
It sure is. Who else is here? I think mine for today is... I feel like the days leading up to Christmas is actually better than Christmas Day itself. There, I Said It.
I agree with
there you. There, I said. I have no take backs. I said what I said.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think it's so much better. It, you know, everyone's depressed after Christmas. I'm just leading up to it, there's so much excitement for like 10 days straight.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, like, when Christmas actually hits, like, you don't really do much. Like, the morning's great.
The morning's great. Like, you're chilling.
After 11, you're like, so now what?
I opened up everything. Now what?
Right. You just, there's a lot of laying around.
There's just a lot of grazing.
A lot of lounging, for sure. Which, I mean, we don't hate, but let's see. This person,
Anna, do me a favor and just let me know how many more days until Christmas. Thank you so much.
This person says, I don't care what anyone says, but the middle seat absolutely slaps. There, I said it.
Oh, on the plane?
No, thank you.
Yeah, you know why? Because you get two armrests.
I guess.
Yeah, you get two armrests.
I'd rather rest my head than my arm.
Well, you should start flying first class then.
Period.
Renee says the conversation you guys had this week on your show about pets being family is not it. Sorry, pets are not family. There, I said it. Oh, God. They're great companions. But you should not be allowed to take an entire week off of work to care for a pet. It's much different than your own child being sick. So whoever thinks this is just the same thing needs to stop comparing the two. All right. You said it, Renee. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Mine for today is this. Tell Me Lies on Hulu is the best show that they ever produced on that network. There, I said it.
I've not seen it.
It is. I finished it last night. It's amazing. Very sexual, very lot of suspense.
Yeah.
It's just really such a good show. Like, so many twists and turns. And if you haven't watched it, 10/10 would recommend.
I might watch that, Breeze. I started
the
first episode of Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting into that before the Yankees game. Because somebody
told it's good. Is it not?
Yeah, from what I watched, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably watch the second episode. I can get into it. That basically was about a girls' soccer team. They got in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess as they're older now, they live to kind of tell what happened. And some of them are not thrilled with the decisions that they ended up making to stay alive for 19 months before they were actually found.
Mm-hmm.
So
more to come on that.
Coffee tastes better cold, even in the wintertime. There, I said it. I don't know who you are, but I 100% will agree with you on that.
Interesting.
Oh, look who's here, Breeze. Your best friend.
Who's here?
The most toxic man in Rochester.
Big Ed.
Sup, guys? Big Ed here. Hey, Breezy, I have a Halloween one for you today. What is a ghost's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Take a stab at it. It's super easy. What's a ghost's favorite dessert?
Shepherd's pie. I don't know.
What is that? I scream.
You're so good. When are you going on tour? When's your Netflix special dropping?
Absolutely brilliant. Big Ed, you would be doing a disservice if you didn't keep them coming, buddy. Well done. Jeanette says you can always tell which families are broken by the ones who don't eat together as a family at dinner time. There, I said it.
Oh, okay. Shade. Absolute shade.
I grew up eating dinner with the fam every single night, and you were not late. You were washed up and at the table by 6:30.
No elbows on the table.
No elbows on the table. No ifs, buts about it.
All right.
And also, Hannah, we need you there. I said it. But I think one of the reasons I haven't been to the movies in so long is for the reason that the last time I was there, people in the front row were clapping and cheering, and it made me cringe so bad that I just never went back.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hannah.
You don't care.
All right.
What's up, Hannah?
I don't like yoga, and I think that people who try to force me to enjoy it just make it super uncomfortable, and it's not at all relaxing. There, I said it.
I've never heard a woman say they don't like yoga. Who's forcing you to enjoy yoga?
I hate yoga.
My yoga teacher. I have to take a class.
Oh, you? That's for the part of your curriculum?
Yeah, I have to take a health class, and I'm taking yoga, and it's terrible.
Well, that's on you. You shouldn't have picked that.
Is your yoga teacher creepy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get into that a little later.
We should. I have a lot of questions then.
I do, too. I mean, there's nothing like a hot, sweaty old man in the downward dog position.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're talking about my middle school gym teacher.
And now we're going into child's pose.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.